shear of how much you could work with your chamor is the same measurement as shnei gemodim umachza. They're both arguing on the Mishnah, they're both holding the derech yoch is only 2.5 amos. Yeah, so that's how we answer that halacha. Now the Mishnah says, derech harabim sheses for yamas, 16 amos. Tana rabban went like this, derech hayoch harabamas, like our Mishnah. What's the private path is only dalet amos. Derech meir leir, if you want to buy property to make a highway to travel from city to city, shmein amos. That's only be 8 amos. That's called meir leir. Could be like a private road. Because the road is meant to travel from city to city, it has to at least be 8 amos. Derech harab, once you're making a public road, sheses, that has to be at least 16 amos. Derech ir miklat, when you want to have the road on the different cities of the Ir miklat, the Ratzeach, runs there, shloishim ushtayim amos. The road has to be wide enough, 32 amos wide, so you can mamash really get there in order to save his life. Amar Rav Huna, micro with the Pasuk says, by Nori Miklot, Tochen Loi HaDerech. Derech HaDerech, as if to say like a double time, a regular Derech, a double Rishus HaRabim, which is 32. 16 times 2 is 32. Then the Mishnah says, Derech HaMelech Ein L'Shir. When you want to make a road for king, there's no Shir. Shehamelech Peretz Gedalasas Derech. V'yein Mamchum B'yodi. The Pshat is the king can do what he wants. King has a right to break down roads, to make his own road, nobody can stop him. That's Lech of the Melech. Melech has ownership over the land to do what he wants there. Derech HaKever Ein L'Shir. When you buy a plot to plant, to bury somebody, so there's no shear, you could use it wide as you want. Why? Morantzis Mishum Yikorah D'Shchiva. You have to give respect to the mace. Out of respect to the mace, you can't just give him in a small place. He has a right to use as much as you want. So Rishbam explains, Mishum Yikor Adashchiva, Shein Zeh Kovar Ameis, Lahavrich Es Hamalavim, Oysoy Mikan. Like if you only give a small place to bury him there, so then the people that are Malava, if you have a big Levaya, they won't be able to be by the burial. So if a Levaya buy in your field a place to bury somebody, and then I have a big Levaya, you can't stop me from having a lot of people come. Because much property, at least when he's then, it's all part of the sale. Bishum because of Kovar Ameis. Now Hamaimid, the Indian of my mother's, that we said that after you bury him, when you walk back, you stop 7 times. You're on the way when you bury him, you stop 7 times. You stop 7 times. So Dainit Spar Amru, based Dalat Kabin. How wide does that place have to be where they make the Mamadis? It has to be wide Dalat Kabin. Tana Rabban, look at this. Hamoicha Kivroi, if you sell a place to bury somebody, a plot to bury somebody, Derech Kivroi, or else I sell you the Derech there, Mokim Mamodoi, or else I sell you the Mokim to make the Mamodoist, or else Obeis Haspeder, I sell you a place to make the Hespid, Boyim B'nei Mishpocho, so then the B'nei Mishpocho comes, for Kervin Noisei Akorchoi, Bishum Gam Mishpocho, as once somebody bought the rights to be buried there, so then if somebody else is Mason the Mishpocho, they automatically have a right also to be buried next to him. Even though the first one is buried in private property, but Mishum Pagam Mishpocha, they have a right that he has to sell them the rights to bury the Mishpocha next to that Mishpocha. Rishbam says, G'nai Yulhem, Shein L'Krevim Mokam Kvura, Hilkach Omer Rabbonim, Lishko D'Meva Leheder, Tochem Minu Behedje, V'Bchor Resayet, Kitsa, that the owner has to give you right to bury the Mishpocha next to Mishpochas. Tana Rabbonim, Ain't Poichsim Mishivim Amodis. You don't have less than 7 stoppings. Also, Rashbam learns, Bechazirosan Minakevit. It means after you bury the mace, on the way back, you stop 7 times. The 7 stoppings. Hochin Mat, they walk a little bit. V'yoshrin, they sit down, Lenachim Ovel, to Lenachim the Ovel. Oy Laharbet Sar, Alamase, they also start crying on the mace. Shemes Laharbet, Bebechit, they cry a lot. For losseis ish aliboy loshev tshuva interessant. The crying is there then by the basic verse. You should do tshuva ki achai hodem hevel, because life of a person is just hevel. For yom demochim and it goes by. That's what you have to rule when you go to basic verse. Therefore, you make 7 mamodis. You have to stop interessant. When you, after you bury the mace, when you leave the basic verse, here the Rashbam is learning. You have to stop 7 times. So Gemara says.
And Perch Meshavim Modos, Umayshavos Lameis, Kineged Y, Hevel Havolim Omak Hevelas, Hevel Havolim Akol Hevel. He said seven times Hevel.
So that's like we're learning Rashbam, you're supposed to realize when you leave the basic chorus that a life is really Hevel. To do tshuva, to realize your main purpose of life is to do mitzvahs and Torah, and therefore stop seven times to think about this. Interesting. Of the seven of all of
them. We'll do
that. What's that? On the basic verse.
Yeah. Yeah. Omer Rabacha b'rei the Rav Rabashi. Heichi Avdi. How do they do it? Omer like Ketan, like we learned. Omer Rav Yehuda. The Yehudin Yehuda v'rishayin lehoyu pechsin b'shivma mazda. From the beginning, Yehuda didn't do less than seven. Omer Shavis, like stopping and sitting. Lameis. Kegoin omdu yikorim omdu shavu. They said, stand up, yikorim, and then sit down. Yikorim. Shavu. Omrulai. That's all they did. They just said, like, stand up and sit down. That's all they did. Im kain yisakash af b'shabbos mutlach kain. That's all they did. So even on Shabbos also, you could do it. The Gemara later will say, in the case where they buried somebody right before Bein HaShemoshes on Friday, and they're walking out of the basic verse now on Shabbos, Shkurit should be mutter to do these mamadas also. Shkurit is the right to Rashbam's chat. We're talking about leaving the Beis HaKvaris to make these mamadas. The Gemara says, Achte the Romi Bar Popo have in the Sivilei, the sister Romi Bar Popo was married to Rab Avia, Shchivi, she died, Ovidlei Maimed Umoshev. So they made Taka Maimed Umoshev. They made these mamadas. Omer Rav Yosef, Toya Batarti, he says they made two mistakes. Toya, first of all, they made a mistake, Shein Oysem Ela, the Kroivim. You only do the Kroivim, Vu Avdi Afilu Rechoikim. He did, even if Eve, only the Kroivim are supposed to make this Mamodis. And he had even Rechoikim, the strangers do it also. Toya also made a mistake, Shein Oysem Ela, the Yom Rishon. You only do this the first day of the burial of the Avelis. Vu Avdi B'Yom Sheni, he did this on the second day of the Avelis. Abayim Abayim says, Bho Namitwe made another mistake also. Shein Oysem Ela, the Vesak Voros. You only make this mamodis like the svar when you leave the basic chorus. Who was the beer? He did this in the city. Rav Amar Rav says, "Bo namitu." He made another mistake also. Sheinoy semela b'makim shenogu. Are you only doing the place where that's the minik? For us somewhere nogu, and that place wasn't the minik. That could be why we don't do it today. Maybe today that the minik is not to do it. Meisra avakasha. Amar said back to him, "Came after Shabbos, mutlas kain. You could even do this on Shabbos." Now, v'yamar basic chorus. You tell me now. This Indian is. When you leave the Beis HaKvaris, you make these seven mamadois, or be a mechud, on the first day right when he died. If so, Beis HaKvaris for Shabbos, my boy. What are you doing in the Beis HaKvaris on Shabbos? So my answer is, be a rasmuch le Beis HaKvaris, the Yam Tuya Ben Hashmoshois. We're talking about that they buried him in the burial of Beis HaKvaris was in the city, and the Beis HaKvaris took place right before Shabbos. And Taka now, they're walking out of the basic chorus on Shabbos. So in such a case, he has to shail if all you're doing is just sitting down and being misbunin, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Nenechlami, could be, you would be allowed to. But it could be, I'm not sure, it could be Lamaisa that we don't do it today, because maybe that's not the minik. Like you told him, you only do this if that was the minik. Nenechlami, Pshad in the Gemara that the Rashbam says, that was a minik in one place, that when you leave the basic chorus, you have to stop seven times slowly to be misbunin and think into it. Alright, stop here. Yeah, Daf Kuf. You're holding Daf Kuf from the base we're holding. You're by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaMoicher Mokom L'Chaveroi Lasses L'Kever. If somebody says, I want to buy, or I'm selling to you a place to make a kever, or as well as you're buying it, v'chein in the same thing, ha-mekabel mecheveroi, la'asos loy kever. You're the kablin, you're the contractor, and you're accepting upon yourself now to have a place in order to build the kever. Now, this mission now is talking about the kever means exactly where we're going to bury the mace. The Mishnah before spoke about Derech HaKever, there would be a minimal mistake. It didn't really mean before the Derech HaKever, the place where they bury, but it means rather the road to go through to get to the Beis HaKvaris.
Like if you have to go through somebody's property and you want to buy a derech, you want to buy a road to go through the property to get there, that's what the Mishnah before said, Ein Leishir. And that the pshat was that, let's say there's a big levaya, and there are a lot of people going down the road, so you have to use a wider place, so you have a right to use even a wider part of the road, Mishum Yikora of the Mace. That was the Mishnah before. That was after Derech HaKever. That was the road to get to the Beis HaKvaros. But now we're talking about if somebody accepts upon himself to build, to buy a makom, to build the kever itself. Now the lochra is like this, that Oysa Toichoi Shomoro. You're supposed to make inside the cave Dalad Amos Al Shesh. That's how wide the cave itself was. Now the minig of the makom then was, they used to bury a whole mishpacha together. It used to be like a mishpacha plaque. And how did they do it? They used to have a cave. They used to dig inside down the ground. They used to make a cave. And then in the cave in the ground, which was four amis by six, Toicha Shomar was Dalad Amos Al Sheish. It was four amis by six amis. That's how wide the cave is. Now Upasech Latoichoi Shmoina Kuchin. Now they used to put the mace on the walls in the cave. They used to make little holes there. Not little holes, we'll soon see the size of it. They used to make a hole in the wall to put the mace, put the coffin inside the hole of the wall. That's what they used to do. So Pasech Latoichoi Shmoina Kuchin. There were eight holes there. To get to eight people in the Mishpacha, you put them all in this one more, in this one cave. That's the eight. Like we'll see to the picture on the left side, this first picture. That's a mara. On the right side, that's a mara cave. That you have eight kuchen. Like there are three on each side and two on top. Like the Mishnah explains. Shemona kuchen. Sholosh mikan v'sholosh mikan. You have three places for the caves. On the right side, on the left side. Ushnaya miknegdon. And two on the opposite. Mamas like this picture here on Kuf Aleph. This picture here. So that's how you have a place for eight kuchen, eight mesim to go into the wall.